This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, and grab-and-go convenience. Those don't usually go together, right? You usually think, okay, I got the package. And I'm telling you, when you're at PetroServe USA, and you look and see, what's on special today? Oh, beef tips and gravy. You're going to see the beef tips and gravy, and you're going to see the container they put that in, and you are going to just absolutely not even believe your mouth. Your taste buds are just going to... It's home cooking, folks. It's the real deal. And it's grab-and-go convenience. Same with scalloped potatoes and ham. You don't get scalloped potatoes and ham from a convenience store, right? You get a Snicker bar and a bag of chips, not at PetroServe USA. You can get the Snicker bar and the bag of chips, too. You can even get the Kit Kat birthday cake edition, 79 cents this week. Other specials, and by the way, the Valley City has the beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham, tater tot hot dish, I-29 in Harwood location, as well as West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and Fargo 12th Avenue North location, Salisbury Steak. All lunch specials come with two sides in a bun, PetroServeUSA.com. Don't forget, every location has the 4-for-4 deal, too. Tell them Scott sent you. Corey Lewandowski, President Trump's campaign manager in 2016, and advisor still, and friend as well, and one of our friends as well. We appreciate catching up with Corey. Corey, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I woke up this morning, for some reason, fixated on 53 days of Portland and anarchy and chaos. And I started thinking, you know what? There's no way the polls are baking this in. I think some people on the national news desk, they're like, all right, 53 days. This is Trump's America. This is going to hurt him. I got to think there's a whole lot of people, the silent Trump majority, saying, oh, my gosh. This is how they run Democratic cities. This is how the country is going to be if Joe Biden wins. I can't have this. I think this helps, not hurts Donald Trump. Am I wrong?
I think where you are right, and we've heard this time and time again over the last 4 years, is that suburban women, and particularly college-educated suburban women, don't like the Donald Trump rhetoric, his bluster, the way he talks. We've heard this time and again. But you know what they do like? They like the same thing that every American likes, which is safety and security, knowing that their family's going to be secure when they're at home, knowing that when they call 911, the police will not be defunded, knowing that when they go to their businesses that they've started, there aren't going to be bricks and Molotov cocktails through the windows. So, you know, this notion that suburban women don't support the president is a fallacy, and I think this Portland thing has really highlighted it, because I have never come across somebody, and I travel this country almost every single day, who says, hey, you know what? I really can't wait for someone to break into my house so I can call Antifa. It never, ever has been said to me. So I really think the issue of law and order is going to be paramount. And this notion that Joe Biden did not say to defund the police is also a fallacy, because what he said was, let's redirect money from the police away from them. We call that defunding it in American terminology.
Yeah, it is. No kidding. And we're arguing over that. I mean, give me a break. We know full well. If not, why not denounce it? Why not jump? Why not fly into Minneapolis and say, hey, we can't stand for this, Minnesota. Rally your cause to say, we got to stand up for these law enforcement officers. I mean, there's a reason police unions are voting for President Trump and endorsing President Trump. This is absolutely crazy. Why do you think he's not doing it? I mean, to me, it would be easy for Joe Biden to go in and show some support for law enforcement. Is it the hard left so much have a grip on the Democratic Party right now that he's unable to? What's going on?
Well, absolutely. Look at AOC, Rashid Tlaib, the squad. They have taken over the Democratic Party. And if you don't think so, just go ask former Congressman Elliot Engel, the 16-term New Yorker, who AOC endorsed his opponent in the primary and defeated him. Go ask Mike Capuano in Massachusetts. AOC endorsed his opponent in the primary, defeated him. Go ask, the other guy from New York who AOC endorsed in the primary and defeated him. These are the far left extremes. And Joe Biden knows that they are a huge influence in the Democratic Party. And if he does anything to go up against their far-left socialist policies, they won't support him. They'll come out and oppose him, and that costs him the election. The truth is, the American people, and the poll numbers indicate this, have no interest in defunding the police. Even the individuals who are in the CHOP zone, you know, the Capitol Hill zone there in Seattle, when people were being shot, what was their first phone call to? 911. The police said, we can't get to those people. Those people died because of that. And all of a sudden, Joe Biden can't come out and say, we're going to support the men and women in uniform who risk their lives every day to keep us safe. I mean, that is a tragedy when you think about it.
You know, I'm not a black helicopter, crazy conspiracy kind of guy. I think these things eventually, it's the United States of America. At some point, this stuff's going to break open. You can't keep this. Now, knowing what we know about what President Trump endured before he was president, tells me, holy buckets, if it could happen anytime, it could happen now. What's going on with Joe Biden? I mean, there's no possible way the powers that be in the Democratic Party are sitting back going, he'll be fine, he'll be fine, no worries, just he's got it. Joe, you got it, go get him. I mean, there's something very, very wrong here, as the president alluded to in the interview yesterday with Chris Wallace. What's your theory on what they're up to here?
Well, clearly the Democrats know that Joe Biden, who is spending more time in his basement than any candidate in modern history, is going to be 100% controllable. So their goal is to put a far-left progressive in as the vice president, staff him with people like AOC and Susan Rice's of the world so that they can control everything he does. You know, I don't mean this in a disparaging way, and I don't mean to be critical, but Joe Biden is currently at the age where people actually have Alzheimer's or neurological problems. And Joe Biden clearly has something wrong with him. The Democratic Party knows that, and they're trying to find him the vice presidential candidate that will allow him to be controlled 100%. You've seen the articles already. Whoever he chooses will be the most powerful vice president in America's history because he is not fully functioning from a mental capacity. I don't think there's any question about that.
There's no possible way, is there? I mean, it's just, it's really amazing. So, I mean, like, if I'm his wife, I know this, so I don't want him really out there, but yet, you know, she's out there. And I've seen some very strange things happen that time somebody rushed the stage and his wife and his sister were more coherent about trying to stop the threat. They're the ones that took control, grabbed the guy and waited for security to come on stage. And then he looked like a deer in headlights. And they're like, okay, you're okay. You're okay. Go back. Give the speech. Read the prompter. So they have to know. So are they thinking this guy's a placeholder till Election Day? Or what could be behind this?
Look, I really believe that Joe Biden, who's been running for president of the United States since 1988, thinks that he is capable to do this. But anybody who's around him, look, we've seen not just the gaffes that he's made, but not being able to differentiate between his wife and his sister on the debate stage because they had changed sides and he didn't realize this. I mean, some of these things are so critical. He said 130 million people have died from COVID. 130 million people is a third of the United States population, and the media gives him a pass. You know, that doesn't even go back and take into account his old stories of corn pop and the kids pulling the hair on his legs and all the other things that he says that are just so outside the realm of mainstream thinking. But the media has given him a pass because they know he's 100% controllable. They know that they will have their progressive agenda. And most of the media doesn't even pretend to hide anymore how far left and socialist they really are. They've gone from reporting the news to being the news. And, you know, it's why the American people have a single-digit approval rating of the media nowadays.
When you were watching Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday interview the president yesterday, and the president said this about the interview, I want to get your impressions. Listen.
There's nothing they can ask me that I won't give them a proper answer to. Some people will like it. Some people won't like it.
I agree with that.
But look.
You answer the question.
Let Biden sit through an interview like this. He'll be on the ground crying for mommy. He'll say, mommy, mommy, please take me home.
Well, we've asked him for an interview, sir.
He can't do an interview. He's incompetent. There's nothing that can...
That's not true. I mean, you know, it's just so true. And here's the thing. You know, the president's so right about this. You can love him or hate him. He has been the most accessible president to the media of any president in American history. Even the New York Times has admitted that. That was the case in the campaign. It's the case now. They don't like his answers, but that doesn't mean he doesn't answer their questions. They just don't like the answers he gives to the questions. They don't like the fact that he pushes back and calls these guys liars and dishonest, you know, people. And so, you know, they want to disparage him. They want to cut him off. And, you know, your listeners, if they had the opportunity to see some of the interviews this president has done, the interviewer consistently cuts the president off when he's talking. And then you'll see another interview with any other Democrat elected official, and they let them pontificate and go on for 4, 5, 6 minutes before they ever stop and ask another question. The way that the media has treated this president and by extension his family is deplorable. It has never been done before. And, you know, you look at the way they treat Barron Trump as opposed to Hunter Biden.
Oh.
There are a tale of two cities here.
No, it's you're absolutely right. Questions are stacking up for you. How are you doing for time, Corey? You got to run?
Let's do another segment. If I can come back after the break, I'd love to.
Okay, good. We'll keep Corey Lewandowski, your questions for him. Welcome. Keep those coming by text 701-367-2054. Todd's as well, 226-8503, or call us 800-228-0550. More on what's on your mind. Corey Lewandowski, after this.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds, 5 ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot cords for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
For years, Peckwith Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwith Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're winning. Campaign's going well. Why did you replace Brad Parscale? Isn't that
because he's a great digital guy? We all like him a lot, but I have somebody that was involved. You know, they were all on the 2016 campaign,
right.
And we have Corey, and we have all the people, and actually Steve Bannon's been much better not being involved. He says the greatest president ever. I mean, he's saying things that I said, let's keep Steve out there. He's doing a good job.
And it's the president, Corey, of course, is our guest, Corey Lewandowski, today on the What's on Your Mind, presidential campaign manager for Donald Trump in 2016 and advisor all along ever since. We're brought to you today by our friends at DAC Diesel. That's right, DAC Diesel. They're cranking out those trucks that are keeping this economy going. Anything diesel, whether it's a semi-truck, whether it's the tractor. Talk about keeping the economy going. A lot of those going these days as well. And pickup trucks, anything diesel, bottom line. DACDiesel.com, that's the website, or you can call them at 701-258-5011. And trust me, Corey and the whole team, CJ rather, and the whole team will take good care of you. Back with Corey Lewandowski. I want to ask you about Minnesota. We have a lot of listeners in Minnesota, and of course, Minnesota was so close last time. I mean, you look back, and the president says it often, should have made one more trip in there, one more trip. How important is Minnesota to the overall picture this year?
Well, it's really probably one of our two best pickup opportunities in the country. Look, we've got some congressional districts in Minnesota that we are very bullish on that is going to allow us to take back the House of Representatives and send Nancy Pelosi into retirement. We feel very, very good about those. But more importantly, this president almost won Minnesota in 2016. We have put enormous amount of resources into the state of Minnesota in 2020. You know, the Democrats keep talking about how they're going to expand the map, and the truth is there's nowhere for them to expand the map. They're not going to win in Texas. And I hear this argument all the time. For the last 25 years, the Democrats have said they're going to win a statewide office in Texas, and they haven't. Under that criteria, the state of Massachusetts should be on the map for Donald Trump because they've got a Republican governor down there. But that being said, Minnesota and New Hampshire, I believe, are our two best pickup opportunities to expand the map from 16 to 20 so that we end up, and I believe this, Donald Trump is going to win this election by a greater electoral margin than he won in 2016, and Minnesota is the path through that.
So anybody within the sound of my voice listening in Minnesota, we have a lot of Minnesota listeners that are outside the seven-county metro, the place that actually, you know, is real America, real Minnesota, and can make a big difference. You know, all they hear about in the news is COVID, COVID, COVID. I see that if Fox News polls are to be believed, the COVID 2-1 ahead of the economy as the number one issue. How do you break through that, Corey?
Look, COVID is clearly a huge issue, and prior to the COVID pandemic coming and hitting our shores in March, this president had enormous approval ratings. Our economy was booming, and everybody saw that. And what we have to understand is we didn't have an economic problem in our country. We had a healthcare problem, and the president and the team made the decision to close our economy so that we saved American lives. We're now measuring how many people on a daily basis become infected with COVID, and I'm not trying to demean this at all, but I think it's a false metric. I think we should be measuring what the death rate is because that's much more in tune to how people are impacted. And one death is one death too many. But we don't measure every day how many people get influenza. We don't measure every day how many people get the flu. And, you know, we see these stories reported, unfortunately, all too often. It was just reported in Florida this week. A guy gets in a motorcycle accident, head-on collision, and dies. He happened when they give him the autopsy to have COVID. So they called it a COVID-19 death. Okay, maybe he might have sneezed in his motorcycle helmet when he crashed into the front of another car, or maybe it was just a motorcycle death. And so, look, the media has done a disservice to the American people. They've scared these people out of their minds. This is a disease, and again, I'm not minimizing it at all. It has a 99.96% survival rate, which means we are experiencing less deaths for a person who receives this than almost anything else in the world. And again, it's a very serious thing, but the media is now tracking another person has COVID, another person has COVID. They're not talking about what the death rate is. And so we need to do a better job of messaging, and we need to do a better job of, you know, something called personal responsibility. If you are in that demographic, which is prone to get sick or be infected, then stay home. Stay away from people. That's what this country is supposed to be about, personal responsibility.
Absolutely. There's an expert out of Stanford, Scott Atlas is his name, who's just done a recent analysis on the death rate. And under 70, if you're under 70, you have a 0.04% chance of getting of dying from COVID if you get it. 0.04, that is about half as much as the regular flu. And yet we're getting 24/7 news coverage on every single piece of data about it. So I couldn't agree with you anymore. But it, as usual, it's being used as a weapon. I'm sure it'll be gone on November 4th. Chris on the road for Corey Lewandowski. Go ahead for Chris.
Hey, Mr. Lewandowski and Scott, thank you for taking the call. I'm blown away by how hard it is to get truth out in the news media nowadays. And my question is, it seems like the Democrats, liberals, just have a throttle, and they throttle back on law enforcement and public safety, and chaos ensues. People die. Cops die. Families are torn apart. Neighborhoods are destroyed. Property values, business, mayhem, right? And then they turn around, and they somehow can hang that pork chop around Donald Trump's neck. And if they were to win, heaven forbid, they'll throttle it right back up, and they'll be, look, we're the law and order people, when they were the ones that caused it in the first place by pulling back on the throttle. Is that something that can be encapsulated better than an average Joe like me can say it and get it out there so that it resonates? Or do not enough people see that?
You know, Chris, I think you're 100% spot on. And what the campaign and by extension the administration is fighting every day is a liberal media that when Donald Trump does something, no matter if it's good or bad, they chastise him for it. And when the Democrats do it, it's okay. And let me give you one example. And it really goes right to your point. Following the Tulsa rally that we did, that Donald Trump had, the Washington Post went back and did an analysis and said the COVID-19 cases in Tulsa, Oklahoma have spiked because of Donald Trump, because of the rally. Never did they say that the marauders who were running through the streets of New York, Chicago, and every other American city that had no masks on and were literally throwing Molotov cocktails through police cars and killing innocent civilians had anything to do with the spread of COVID-19, right? They only blamed Donald Trump for having a rally in Tulsa. But Chris, I'll tell you this. I believe the American people to be exceptionally smart. They know how crooked the media is. They know how dishonest they are. And they know, and I believe this without exception, that when they call those three numbers, 911, and they need help, it doesn't matter your age, your race, your socioeconomic status, your sexual orientation, those men and women who serve on the FINBU line come and save you. And you know what? Those are the heroes of our local communities, and they are tired of the media attacking them. They're tired of hearing all this rhetoric that everyone is a bad guy or bad woman because they wear the uniform. And are there bad people? You bet they are. But, you know, there are some. But the truth is, 99.9% of the police who work for us are the best in the business.
Appreciate the call very much, Chris. Couldn't agree anymore. And Corey would know, by the way. Former law enforcement officer. Right there. Thankfully, now on the Trump team. I have a question for you off the air here that I'll ask for the texter that sent in a note. Lots of notes. We didn't get to everybody, but we'll have Corey back. We count down to a Minnesota victory and a pickup on election night. God bless. More after this, folks. Hi, Scott Hannon here. Are you frustrated with your financial advisor because you feel there's nobody there to take your call? Are they on summer hours? Is their entire office still closed because of COVID-19? Call the team at Collins & Kronk, where they keep normal business hours for your convenience, not theirs. At Collins & Kronk, located in Fargo, they're open and ready to meet with you. Call Collins & Kronk today. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Pfeiffer's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Pfeiffer's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A manhunt continues for the suspect involved in a shooting of a husband and son of a federal judge at their home in New Jersey last night. The son died in the shooting. The husband's hospitalized in critical condition. The gunman was reportedly dressed as a FedEx delivery man and shot Judge Esther Sala's husband when he answered the door. The son was shot moments later. This man lives down the street. He knows the family, especially the son who was killed.
Sad to see him go. He was a decent kid, like, you know, going to be a lawyer just like his dad did. Sad to see him go. I mean, my prayers go out to his family, of course. they're good people.
The United States has a new higher seven-day average for new coronavirus cases. It recorded 64,650 new ones yesterday as Kentucky, Louisiana, Oregon, South Carolina, all of those states set new single-day records. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So that was good fun, talking to our friend Corey Lewandowski. Now I want to talk to you, our fine listeners. 258-0550. I got some enthusiasm out of that.
Oh, yeah. He's a sharp guy, too.
I also asked him during the break, just, you know, is this frustration that everybody claims that the president has? You know, he seems to have a little bit of an edge. He doesn't seem to have kind of his, and how could you not? I mean, day after day after day, they're pounding away. But I think the only thing I would say is a fair assessment, because I sense it too, is he doesn't feel like he's himself. He said on the phone with him an hour, the last few days, with him. He said he's determined and everything else. He's like a caged animal.
That's what he said.
Wanting to get out against Biden, right? He wants to get out against Biden and do it. And of course, COVID makes that, not very easy. I would love it if the president would come to the Fargo Dome. It could be a Minnesota event because, folks, Minnesota, as you heard him say, is one of two pickup opportunities, meaning they didn't win it last time, they win it this time. That means you could give up a Michigan. Okay, you could lose one of the others. You pick up Minnesota, and I don't know what his other pickup was, that it is. Big difference. So I believe everybody within the sound of my voice, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, wherever you're listening, Canada, if you care about America, ought to stand shoulder to shoulder with Minnesotans to make a difference, to make sure that's a pickup. And again, forget the 7 counties in the metro. Forget it. Just any.
Yeah.
now, what can you realistically do? I think you can engage, volunteer. I'll go door to door. I'll talk about what North Dakota economy is like because of what Donald Trump did, whatever it is. But I'd love to see him go in the Fargo Dome and do a Minnesota event in the Fargo Dome soon. Do you think people would go, Kevin?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think people would say,
absolutely.
Oh, no, I can't?
No. Yeah. A lot of them came last time he was here and he did the deal over at Shields. A lot of Minnesota. Oh, yeah.
Well, I get that, but I'm talking about it because of COVID.
No, we'd pack it.
I mean, people from all over will come.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter. Don't care about masks. We'd pack it.
I don't think. I mean, you'd probably want to do something that is, wear a mask if you want a mask, space the seating on the floor a little different. So if you've got a concern, you're there. But I tend to agree with you. I tend to agree with you. I don't think it would be the kind of thing. Now, you'd need Mayor Mahoney and Governor Burgum to work together and all. The Trump campaign would not want to schedule that and then have people, get cold feet and say, don't come here, or don't come there, or whatever. I think that'd be a great place to start. I really do.
One thing I loved asking him, and his response wasn't really a surprise, but my big curiosity is about a debate, or they're supposed to have 2 or 3. Will Biden debate him? And he said, well, right now, once. They've got one scheduled, but they're not even sure that that's going to happen. That's the verbal bout I want to see.
And by the way, no COVID? There's zero doubt there'd be three. I don't know why, if he can go do it in front of a teleprompter at that little school, he can't do a debate with the president who's 15 feet away.
Right, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I mean, get on the stage and make your case.
Yeah. And,
you won't.
And Democrats, you ought to want it, too. Why wouldn't you want a debate? Why wouldn't you want your guy in there? That's ridiculous. Unless he's not able to handle it, right?
Well,
anyway, let's get to the phones here and your texts as well. A lot of good things here. I do want to say something about how do you use challenging times? What do you do when things are uncertain? Is this going to happen? Is that not going to happen? Is it going to come back? Is it not? Focus on positive actions that you can take now. You know, and yes, that will impact the future, hopefully in a positive way, right? If you've considered going back to school to advance your education and career, maybe now's the time to act. Think how that positively affects your future. You got the time? Do it now. Take advantage of it. The University of Mary offers online bachelor's and master's degrees in a number of fields, from business to criminal justice, education to healthcare. Finish your degree or begin a new one. University of Mary knows your life and career experiences are valuable. They offer credit for previous experience. Your previous experience in the way of life and career, it counts. Complete your degree sooner by earning credit for experience you already have. The application fee is now waived. Start today at online.umary.edu/discover-more. John in Minot. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Biden will step down any time after halfway through his first term. His vice president would be could legally run two terms of his own, after that, so he could be president for 10 years. But then the vice president would be appointed, nominated by the next president, which would have been the vice president, and then he or she, as the case may be, would have to be approved by two-thirds of both houses.
I got a better idea. Let's re-elect Trump.
I'm not going to say that, but is that going to happen?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. Is it going to happen? I do know this. That's why we pray.
But then,
John, that's why we pray.
They're going to do everything in their power to keep
Of course they are.
You know that.
Of course they are. Of course they are. And you're right to think about the consequences and take a deep breath and step back and think, what's this going to mean? What could happen? What if? There's one reason Donald Trump is president. Prayer. Focused engagement in prayer about the direction of the country. Supreme Court alone. And our work is obviously not done there. Much to do. Much to do. Keep going. Lance in Hope, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Lance. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I must admit, I was reading in my Judicial Watch paper this morning, and they were talking about Pennsylvania. Mail-in voting has given me the jitters worse than anything I've ever seen in politics. Because of what happened to Norm Coleman back there in Minnesota against Del Franken. But it said they had 800,000 inactive voters in some of these counties through this lawsuit that they enacted. One county had 450,000 registrations, and they got 8 names removed. So nothing's getting done, is it?
No, it is a problem. And, you know, again, were I one of conspiracy theories, I'd say, Joe Biden doesn't want to go out much, doesn't want to debate much, doesn't want to be out front. So he would need something like COVID, a health scare, keep him there. And then let's talk a little bit about voting. How do you vote? Okay, we can't vote. We can't go stand in line at the polls. We can't. And again, I think the answer to all of that is to say, yeah, we can. Yeah, we can. Let's go back to Stanford. Scott Atlas. Real statistic from Stanford about the death rate of coronavirus for anyone under 70. 0.04.
Yeah.
Okay, 0.04. The flu. They don't tell you to stay home from a debate for the flu. They don't tell you to stay home from voting because of the flu. Doesn't cause mass chaos, right? So, and this number is twice as good. So I just think you got to bust through the excuses and say no. What were you going to say, Lance?
I think there's a lot of room in Minnesota for fraud. North Dakota, I do vote by mail, but I live in a county with 2,000 people. Everybody knows everybody. I think it's a lot different when you get into, millions of people, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a scary thing there, I sure. I know our president stands against that foolishness. Like you said in your previous talk, he needs our prayers, he needs our help.
Exactly right. So, and I talk about this for a living, right? I talk about this and other things with Todd and Kevin and our team here, all of our listeners, day in and day out. I'm invested in that way. I don't pray enough about it. I mean, really, when you think about what's at stake, look at Portland, look at Minneapolis. Look what's happened under our noses. Defunding police departments. Assassinations of law enforcement officers. And longtime Democrats like Joe Biden can't do anything other than hint that they would defund the police too. So what does that tell you if they're elected? What will America look like? If that doesn't motivate us to be very purposeful in our prayer and anything else we can do. If it's all you can do, it's great. If there's more you can do, do it, for crying out loud. Find a way to help. Somebody texted, said they're interested in donating to the Trump campaign, but not sure who to trust. Hello, I would like to donate to the Trump campaign, but I get so many emails, Facebook requests that seem sketchy. Can you please tell me the legitimate website so I can make a donation for the reelection campaign? Yeah, it's a good question to ask. Make sure you're actually at the official Trump campaign website. There are others, like the Republican National Committee, that work in concert with the president. So those, for instance, are part of the same. But Donald J. Trump .com is the official one. That's where you can get hats and all kinds of things when you donate, and cell phone number if you want. But there's a way to enter your email and your zip code and contribute right there. So I just go there rather than wait for the solicitation to come to you. But I'll warn you, once you donate, you're going to get a lot more. That's what they're going to do. Bob in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to tell you my son sent me an article, a copy of an article out of the Wall Street Journal from either Friday or Saturday, and it talks about the inside the FBI. They knew back to 2017 already that there was nothing honest about the Russian dossier. It was all made up. And there has been some subpoenas issued to talk to some folks that were behind making up these lies. So there's another big reason we all need to go out and fight and get Trump reelected, because if he doesn't, this will all go along the wayside.
You're absolutely right. We need to get to the bottom of that. And, Bob, you're right. The investigation within the Justice Department and the FBI said, hey, there's no there. Nobody said anything about that. And then Bob Mueller, because of the Comey firing, was appointed. So, the whole thing is an absolute scam from day one. Glad you remember. More after this.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
a trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota, working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, the red, white, and you sale, where you can shop one of the largest pre-owned inventories in the area with new shipments, fresh trades arriving daily. You're sure to find the vehicle with the fit to your lifestyle. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Silverados, Equinoxes, Malibus, Cruises, some of the very low miles. Payments as low as $199 a month, and all with our lifetime warranty. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Dr. Scott Atlas at the Hoover Institution is who our earlier guest, Dr. Scott Johnson, was talking about. And he is doing some amazing things here. I've not seen him before, but I've been doing a little digging since then. Says there is a ludicrous level of hysteria about school reopenings. He's a former Stanford Medical Center neurology chief, insisting anyone who prioritizes children would open the schools. Well, we, of course, agree. We're doing that, but that's interesting. That is interesting. All right, back on What's On Your Mind, 10 before the top of the hour. Last chance for a comment, 701. I'll give you the 800 number, 800-228-0550. Or you can text me, 367-2054, Todd at 226-8503. Texter says, Scott, I have a question. I've been watching these so-called protesters loot, burn down things. My friend needs a new car. Can I buy a skateboard? Go to a car lot, break the showroom window with a skateboard, go in and select a new car? It must be okay these days and legal if you're carrying a skateboard because looting in bigger cities seems to be happening every day and they're getting by with it. Asking for a friend.
It's a valid question.
So if you want more of that on your TV screens, just vote for Joe Biden because he can't even bring himself to denounce it. 53 days worth of it. 53 days. Not sure I trust Doug Burgum at this point, says a texter. Burgum, government of, by, and for the statistics. You might not have meant that a compliment, but I think that, that the governor would take that as a compliment because he is one of the best individuals I've ever seen of taking things not from an emotional standpoint, from a statistic standpoint. What are the numbers? What is the data? That having been said, if he was here and asking for my advice, I would agree with you in this sense. We have a lot of work to do because of the damage inflicted on us by COVID, by China. Okay? And I want as much as the governor's time, energy, and effort directed at fixing what COVID broke than I do in managing COVID, because I think right now it's managing itself. I mean, he's done a good job. Brent Sanford, the whole team, the legislature's funding this stuff. You know, the head of the agencies are all managing a plan that they came up with, and the numbers show you they've done a good job. So rather than just look at the numbers and decide how great they look every day or which way they're moving, I'd rather say, okay, now, so business owners, why are your customers not coming back? What can we do about that? Whatever. Something along that line. Let's see. We're going to Enderlin. And Aaron, what's on your mind? Hi, Aaron. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I was just thinking I'd like your opinion on this. With all this mail-in voting that's probably going to happen this year and the election's probably going to be close, I can only envision the can of worms that might be opened with the recount. It'd probably be worse than Bush-Gore. It could drag on for months after the election.
And
how do you recount mail-in votes?
Well, you could recount mail-in votes just like you do the other votes, but I wonder, you know, you hear stories of people getting two ballots. You hear stories of, you know, I mean, look at the California most recently had a race. There's huge numbers there. So you raise a good question, and I don't know the answer to it. I think rather than trying to devise a mail-in ballot system that has some integrity to it that gives us comfort, I'd rather we just vote the way we vote. If you have to go to the doctor now, do you go to the doctor? Yes, you go to the doctor. If you have to get groceries, do you go get groceries? Yes, you get groceries. You have to buy a car, you go buy a car. You have to get to work, you get in your car and you go to work. Why can't we vote just the way we've always voted? Ask yourself that question, and the answer you're going to come up with is probably not going to be real comforting. Just saying. Why couldn't Biden and the debate be done similar to Zoom meetings? President Trump and Biden would have to be at the same place, but it could still be televised nationwide. I suppose you could have monitors on them, but I suppose, you know, Joe Biden's going to have all kinds of notes and people, you know, setting up a teleprompter for him. I don't know. But they should debate. They should debate. There's no doubt about it. What am I hearing? Appreciate the call, Aaron. The border fraud in those seven counties will be incredible. Voter fraud. I don't know what seven counties are talking about, but I do worry about it. Texter says, hey, I saw an interview with Bill and Hillary this morning on CBS Morning Show. I think the media is trying to set up Bill and Hill for positive press for some reason.
Oh, no! Let's talk about that tomorrow.
You don't think they're teeing up for a last-minute slide into the race for old Hillary? Oh, heaven help us. Heaven help us. All right. Thanks for all the calls, texts, emails. Had a lot of fun. Follow us on social media the rest of the day. For Todd and Kevin, Scott Hinnon, say bye.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to bluegreenbooster.com, bluegreenbooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. bluegreenbooster.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.